Yeah, right, go on then.
So what's the reaction been like to your
book then? I mean, amazing. Lots of people have come up and said, wow, fantastic, this is a real, you know, it ticks off. I make no bounds, you know, I don't make any claims. I mean, you either believe it or you don't believe it. It's there. If you don't believe it, that's fine. I'm not going to sit there and argue with people ad infinitum, because there's no point. You know, I get people come into bookshops and tell me, oh, it's like a crock. Oh, no, it's not possible. And I think, well, you don't know what you're talking about because you haven't done the work.
Mm.
I get other people turn, you know, on radio shows. I've had a few people.
Do you get a lot of that? Do you get, I mean, in terms
no,
of...
No, not really. I get some people who do, and then some people who just... I mean, one guy came into one bookshop I was in, and he commenced to have an argument. Not an argument, an in-depth discussion. He tried to engage me in conversation for about 40 minutes. And it was pretty much apparent that by the time of the end of the conversation, I spoke to him for about 30 minutes before I began, not to lose my cool, but before I began to just sort of get a bit ticked. Really. I was pissed off, actually.
Right.
And it was apparent that he had a smattering of knowledge, but a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. I know an enormous amount about the Doors. I've had to, you know, make sure I know what I'm talking about. And, yeah, you get a lot of that. I've had people say, oh, how dare you talk about Jim like that? You know, we're going to shoot you. You know, we're going to burn your house down. And I just think, well, you know, if that's whatever. I mean, some people, what you've got to think about Morrison is he's an iconic figure. Some people think he's a reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Some people think he's, you know, Lucifer Corpus. Depending on where you are.
What do you think of him?
I think he was an amazingly talented man. I think his poetry is a lot more complex than people make out. It's not about a toad in the road. It's a lot more complex than that. I think he was very mixed up. I think he had mixed up personality about his homosexuality or latent homosexuality. Don't forget, it's 1971. I think he suffered from enormous stage fright, but he had an immense talent. I mean, this was a guy who could sing a melody to a song and just have it off pat. You know, it was just not something he learned. He'd just do it. I mean, Crystal Ship, he just sang.
Yeah.
He just sat down one day and sang it. John Densmore said he did it because he needed the melody to remember the words of his own poetry.
Yeah.
But his songs are good. I think he was a really good, and I think he was a torchbearer, really, in the sense that he did things which were forerunners of the punk movement. You remember 1967, and the it was all flower power, and, you know, going to San Francisco and flowers in your hair, which incidentally didn't really happen. It was a bit of a fallacy, the Summer of Love. But he was, you know, their music is a mixture of fairground frivolity and nihilistic doom, and it's the sort of nice juxtaposition counterpoint to the